Okay, last week's lesson was on they that win souls are wise. And if you recall, we spoke about the parable of the sower, and everything came down to the heart condition. And where the seed was sown makes all the difference is the heart condition. Today, if you'll turn to Isaiah 28, I've entitled this lesson, The Progressive Teaching of the Scriptures. It amazes me sometimes, God the great conductor he is, putting everything together. Our lesson this morning with the men was, you know, you'd think they'd read all my notes, but it's just kind of amazing how that all works. But anyway, Isaiah 28, verses 9 and 10. To whom would he teach knowledge, and to whom would he interpret the message? Those just weaned from milk, those just taken from the breast. For he says, order on order, order on order, line on line, line on line, a little here, a little there. Basic, simple instructions for those who cannot understand more advanced teaching yet. God was teaching with very simple elementary teaching that you could understand it. Line on line, precept on precept, building blocks from one step to the next so you could understand his will. And this is kind of a mocking in part. As we'll see, the people were so dull or stubborn, is another idea of dull, dull of hearing, stubborn, that they needed the simplest repeated lessons to get what God was saying. Verse 11 says, indeed, he will speak to this people through stammering lips and a foreign tongue. They still failed to learn, even though it was line on line, precept on precept. And it seems like God now is attributing this to not his lack of teaching, but to their heart condition. And God warns them that because they reject his teaching, there will be consequences. And the consequences here for Israel at the time, stammering lips in a foreign tongue, language they did not understand, meaning, in other words, foreigners would be the ones teaching them soon if they did not understand God's language. And of course, Israel was taken into captivity both by the Assyrians and the Babylonians. Foreign languages would be soon teaching them if they did not heed to God's word. Verse 12 says, he who said to them, here is rest, give rest to the weary, and here is repose. But they would not listen. So once again, the heart is the issue. He says, they would not listen. Although I gave them the word, line on line, precept on precept, here a little, there a little, building blocks to understand the progression. And yet they did not understand, and so it appears to be that it lies with their heart condition. Verse 13, he says, so the word to them will be order on order, order on order, line on line, line on line, a little here, a little there, that they may go and stumble backwards, be broken, snared, and taken captive. So the irony is that which God gave them in such simplicity that they should understand, now they're going to face divine judgment because the plain, repeated teaching should lead to understanding. Instead, it leads to their stumbling, their brokenness, their captivity, revealing their heart condition. So God is saying, well, you know, I've laid this out for you, and you act as though you don't understand. So I'm saying it's your heart is the issue. So their hearts are hardened, their minds are closed to God's instructions. The refusal is self-imposed. Self-imposed. They bring this upon themselves because of their heart condition. God's word is clear, but they will not obey. Think about some people you've tried to teach in the past. And you lay it out very carefully. Book, chapter, verse, line on line, precept on precept. Here a little, there a little. You lay it out and should be able to follow it and understand it. And yet, there is resistance. There is rebellion. There is stubbornness against it. So it is, then you have to think, it's like Jesus said, as we talked about last week, in the parable of the sower. Three out of the four places where the seed that was sown been the word of God, three out of the four did not bring forth fruit. And Jesus makes it clear it's all about the heart condition of those you're speaking to. So sometimes it's not you as a teacher that you're not doing a good job, but it's the people you speak into, their hearts are not ready to receive the word of God. So throughout the scriptures, as we go to all the world and preach the gospel to every creature, we see this principle. Precepts are given, followed by a heart condition. Can be either receptive or not. It's interesting to watch people and to listen to their reactions to the Word of God as you teach them. And it won't take long and you will see what is their heart condition. They will either receive it or they will reject it. They will be stubborn against it. They will make excuses. So you will soon see the outcome and their heart will be revealed, because the seed always goes forth and accomplishes what God sends it to do. Whether it brings forth someone to Christ or if it is preached and they reject it, the word did its job. It revealed the heart of the person. And that's why God sent it. So, examples that we can think of in the scriptures is Pharaoh, how he reacted to God's word. King Saul. The Israelites in the wilderness. King Rehoboam. The scribes and the Pharisees. Teachers who knew the rules, knew the word. But it was traditions that they got caught up in. To them, precept upon precept, but they placed their traditions of men ahead of the word of God, and they refused the spirit behind the word. And so, as the result, all these are examples of, we could bring out many more examples of people who hardened their heart against God's word. We continue to see the progressive teaching of the scriptures through the lens, if you look in Galatians chapter 3, verse 24. I know the people I'm speaking to are very familiar with these things. But in Galatians 3:24 says, therefore, the law has become our tutor to lead us to Christ, so that we may be justified by faith. So, this is the progressive teaching of the scriptures. Through the lens now God shows us of the law, that the law is a schoolmaster. So God gives the law first in the order of things in the Bible as a schoolmaster. Its meaning and function as a tutor or a schoolmaster. The law's role is like a strict teacher. It shows what is right and wrong, setting boundaries and standards. It exposes sin, making humans aware of their inability to meet God's standard on their own. So the law really shows us, compared to God and His holiness, you know, that we are sinners. And the law wants to teach us that for a purpose. So the purpose the teacher, being the law, was giving was to convict us of sin. In order to get a person lost, you've got to get a person saved, you've got to get them lost. So that was the law. The teacher's job was to convict us of sin. So by the law, we received the knowledge of sin. You know, if we didn't have the law teaching us right and wrong, we wouldn't know entirely. Our conscience would be teaching us. But the teacher also prepares us for Christ. The law leads to the need for a Savior, because no one could live it perfectly. So the law had to come first in the Old Testament to teach that of ourselves we cannot save ourselves. We need a Savior, in other words. So the law taught us that. Without the law and the understanding of sin, if Jesus just showed up on the scene first and offered himself as a sacrifice, we wouldn't understand it. But the law prepared us for Christ to understand his sacrifice and what it meant and why it was so needful. So Paul says in Romans 7, "The oh wretched man that I am." He comes to realize, as hard as he tried in his own strength to keep the law of God, he kept failing. He was very zealous, but he could not keep the law perfectly, which the law required. We had to learn that lesson. Really, it's a lesson we all have to learn. That in our own strength of ourselves, no matter how hard you try, you're not going to be able to live like Christ in and of your own strength. That's why Jesus told Nicodemus, "You must be born again. You must be born again of the water and the Spirit, or you won't even see, you won't even comprehend the things of the spiritual kingdom, let alone live them." So the law also, its purpose was discipline. Like a teacher correcting a student, the law guides, restrains, and instructs. The effect on the heart that the teacher will have is this: hard-hearted or rebellious people may ignore, resist, or misunderstand. Sometimes, you know, the misunderstanding is not because it was not laid out line on line, precept on precept. It was not that it was not laid out clearly, but you misunderstand because your heart is not receptive to it. Or you got some ideas in the back of your mind, and those things are taking place over what the Word is telling you. So, all called a hardened heart. The Bible just speaks a lot about a person's heart being hardened and not receiving God's Word. Those, on the other hand, with receptive hearts, they see what has been taught, they take it as instruction, preparation for a greater grace or understanding given by God. Examples from Scripture, Moses and the Ten Commandments. God gave the law to show Israel his standards, his holiness. And failure to obey had consequences. You know, it makes me think, maybe that's why the Jews today, for the most part, I think they're the common people are really not that religious and not that interested, and certainly don't believe Jesus was his claims as a Messiah, a Savior, because they've never really looked into it, because they're so turned off by religion in itself that all they've ever known, see, from their ancestors was the law. This hard, strict teacher. This conformity that they couldn't keep. And so they lose interest. Their heart is not right. Because they didn't understand what the law was doing. It was the schoolmaster teaching them things they needed to know. I mean, when you teach little children, you put a tutor in front of a child to teach the child, so that when the child grows up and becomes an adult, the child can walk properly. So the law is necessary, but that's all they ever knew. They think that's what it's all about. It's just this harshness, which is just not true. So Israel in the wilderness, their rebellion against the law led to their death. Those who obeyed, it brought temporary protection and favor. So, an insight to it would be that the law was never meant to save, but to teach, convict, and guide until Christ came. A lot of times, you know, people that don't understand, we were talking about this morning, walking in the Spirit. The difference in walking in the Spirit and trying to keep the law. People get discouraged and they think, well, I've tried and tried and tried and I can't change my life. I can't get over these things. Well, it's because they've never been taught about walking in the Spirit, the power in you when you're born again, and the faith it takes to then to recognize that, then to believe it, and then to see the power working in you. So it's progressive. And so the scriptures teach progressively, line on line, precept on precept, here a little, there a little. But God is building, 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 and we start learning if our heart's right. If your heart is not right, you just close your ears to these things that God is trying to teach you. So a transition to the New Testament from the law then, and the teaching of the Holy Spirit, and I'll read 2 Corinthians 3:6. Says, who also made us adequate as servants of a new covenant, not of the letter or the law, but of the Spirit. For the letter or the law kills, but the Spirit gives life. So there's a big difference in law keeping and walking in the Spirit, and that's where God brings us to understand more and more. So we look at then the meaning and the function of the Holy Spirit compared to the law. From external law, where you deal with your outward self, always in your own strength, trying to overcome and failing. That was the external law for the outward person, trying to overcome his flesh. To the Holy Spirit teaching, to the internal guidance, not dealing with the outward man, but dealing with the inward person. The outward man's always trying to overcome in his own strength the flesh, and he fails. But the man walking in the Spirit realizes, like Jesus said, that you got to make the inside of the cup clean, and then the outside will be clean also. The law operates externally then. Written rules, commandments, boundaries, but the Holy Spirit operates internally, writing God's law on our hearts. And that's what Jeremiah had wrote about, the prophet in Jeremiah 31:33, that God would have a new covenant with his people, and he would write his laws upon their heart. So a different internal working going on there. God's law written on your heart. So key changes in the inner man. Conviction comes from within. And Paul said in Romans 8:14, as many as are led by the Spirit of God, these are the sons of God. So there's a difference in being led by the Spirit inwardly and trying to obey things that are posted as law, not to break those things. Obedience motivated by love is what the Holy Spirit teaches, whereas the law taught obedience by fear. You were afraid if you did not obey. And the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. And it all starts there. The fear of the Lord. Listen. God is someone to be feared. Who he is and his capabilities. You know, you walk with respect. But the Holy Spirit then comes along and teaches us that our motivation is no longer the fear. Most people come to God, their motivation is fear. They've heard all about hell and they don't want to go there. So they get in, they try hard outwardly to do what's right. They don't want to go to hell. But then when you're born again and the Holy Spirit dwells in you, the Holy Spirit then becomes, your motivation becomes by love for God and what he's done for you. And now instead of being moved to obey by fear, you're moved by love to obey. So grace empowers obedience. It empowers us to walk uprightly. The law didn't have such a power, but the Holy Spirit in you does. That with the Holy Spirit in you, you have an inner strength that you didn't have before. So the effect of the Holy Spirit on the believer, the Spirit reveals truth to us. Jesus said, sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is the truth. Well, as we read and meditate upon the word, because faith comes by hearing the word. As we were talking about this morning, you can't just be born again of the water and the Spirit and have the Holy Spirit dwelling in you, but you are never in the word, and so you have no faith, really. Very little faith. You maybe had enough to get baptized, but then you didn't keep studying, you didn't keep gathering, and so you don't really understand. You don't have the strength, you don't recognize the strength that is now in you to walk in it. So, but as you meditate upon the word, show yourself approved to God, then the Spirit reveals truth to you. It begins to open up your understanding to what you're reading. And then the Holy Spirit now, instead of the outward law, the Holy Spirit in you teaches you, convicts you, and comforts you. So, decisions, it teaches you about decisions to make, morality, faithfulness. All that begins to flow now, not from a fear of a law, but begins to flow from a transformed heart. And as you study and grow in faith, which comes by hearing the word, you'll see this transformation in yourself taking place. And other people that know you will see it. that you have changed. Something different has gone on with you, and what it is a transformed heart. Not by external enforcement of touch not, taste not, handle not. No, no, no. But by the Holy Spirit working through the Word as you meditate upon it, opening your eyes of understanding step by step, and you see more clearly and begin to walk in it. So this we see, the progressive teaching that the Holy Spirit through the Scriptures brings us along. So this is what we need to understand, that we need to keep meditating upon the Word. Progressively, God will teach us if our heart is right. So I find it very interesting as I understand these things, and as I go and I teach people and watch their reactions to the Word. If I'm presenting it in the Spirit of Christ, that's my part. I present it in the Spirit of Christ, as He would have taught. Then it's the seed on the heart, and we watch and see how they respond. Anyway, food for thought on the progression of the Scriptures. We may say more on this another time. So thank you for your attention, and let's stand and be dismissed.